Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Jeffrey.
And my name is Laura.
And today we're going to talk about sound.
Sound. 我们今天要讲到有关声音。
So what's a sound that's really nice to hear?
Oh, 其实我觉得大自然的声音都非常好听，像是 the sound of waves, the sound of the birds singing.
Sure, usually anything in nature sounds nice. I also enjoy the sound of raindrops.
Oh, 对，其实像是雨声，有时候呢，像睡不着的时候呢， there's actually an app that you can download. Yeah, it puts you to sleep.
Oh,
对啊、
yeah.
你就有一个 APP 可以下载，然后你听那些大自然声音就不知不觉想睡觉 or when you want to do meditation.
It is very relaxing. Well, there are also sounds we don't like. Okay, you can think of your own examples. But today's article is about something that makes a soundthat we cannot hear.
Huh? 我们听不到的声音 Is that even possible?
It is possible. Let's read to find out what it is.
A plus encyclopedia.
Humans, can you hear that?
A dog whistle is a tool for dog owners to train and call their dogs. But why can't we hear the sound it makes? A. The sound is too similar to human conversation. B. A dog's hearing is a lot better than a human's. C. The dog whistle has magic. The answer is B.A dog's hearing is a lot better than a human's. If someone blows a dog whistle into your ears, you might only hear a small, quiet sound. But to dogs and cats, they hear a loud noise. That's because a dog whistle lets out a very high-pitched sound. The sound is usually between 23 and 54 kilohertz.That's right outside the range of human hearing. Most humans can only hear sounds between 20 hertz and 20 kilohertz. Dogs can hear such high-pitched noises because in the wild, they used to hunt animals.
All right, today's article starts with a question, a very difficult question. And it says, a dog whistleis a tool for dog owners to train and call their dogs. But why can't we hear the sound it makes? So we humans cannot hear the sound of a dog whistle. But why?
Okay, 所以今天呢，一开始要问问大家，考考大家，动动脑哦。这个狗哨呢，就是 a dog whistle， 是一个给 dog owners， 也就是养狗的主人用来训练以及呼叫他们的狗狗的一个 tool， 也就是工具。诶，可是怪啦，问题就是，那为什么我们就是人类啦，不能听到这个哨子，就是狗哨的声音呢？那刚刚我们有提到这个 dog owners 就是养狗狗的人，那当然我们可以代换成其他的宠物，像是 cat owners 就是养猫的主人啦。
Okay, now a whistle spelled W-H-I-S-T-L-E is a small thing or tool that you blow air into and it makes a loud noise.
没错，像是纠察队他们就会做这样，他们就是会拿着一个哨子，就是哔哔，就是 whistle， 就是哨子。那如果 whistle 当作动词来用呢，它还可以表示这个。Oh, I can't whistle.
Right, and so we can whistle with our lips, but the whistle we're talking about is an actual tool.
Yes.
And if you see a policeman or a policewoman on the street telling cars where to go, they usually have a whistle in their mouth.
Yes, they do. Okay, so do I have any clues or any... Like, I don't really know the answer to this question.
Right, it seems like magic. So, well, here are some answers that we need to choose from.
Oh, great. Okay? Do we have some choices?
So, answer A. The sound is too similar to human conversation.
OK， 所以大家动动脑，想一下这个答案有没有可能是 A？ 因为呢，这个狗哨的声音呢，发出的声音跟人在聊天谈话的时候的声音太 similar， 相像。那这里呢，大家不要把 similar 跟 familiar 这两个字搞错。A lot of people confuse these two words. Similar 就是相像 ，familiar 是熟悉。所以当我们说 A is similar to B， 就是 A 跟 B 他们就是很像这样子的意思啦。
Okay, which brings us to choice B,、
right?
which is a dog's hearing is a lot better than a human's.
Oh, okay.
So the dog just hears much better than we do.
还是你觉得有没有可能是 B, 就是狗狗的听力，就是 hearing, 比人类好非常多。那当我们用 something is a lot better than, 就是什么东西比另外一个东西好更多。另外呢，刚刚听到的 hearing 是听力。那如果我们单单看 hear, 其实就有听的意思，而 listen 也有听的意思，只不过 hear 是比较不经意就可以听得到， listen 是用、就是仔细的听这样的意思啦。
And our final choice, C, the dog whistle,has magic.
I don't think it's C. C 答案很明显就是来混的，就是说狗哨有 magic, 有魔法。So, what do you think the answer is? I'm gonna go for, what's A again?
A is that the whistle sounds like human conversation, but that would mean that like human words come out of the whistle, which I don't really understand that one very well.
I think it's B.B well, looks right.
Yeah, it's probably not magic. So let's both go with B. And
okay.
We're both right.
Whoa.
A dog's hearing is a lot better than a human's, which makes sense because a lot of animals have special powers that we don't have.
Like, okay? Cats have 9 lives.
That's true, okay?
Okay.
So if someone blows a dog whistle mm-hmm. into your ears,
Ugh.
Okay, which mm-hmm. is very rude, you might only hear a small...quiet sound. Okay.
Okay. 所以如果有人在你耳边则旁边吹口这个狗哨呢，当然 that's very rude. 这是不礼貌，敢把你当作狗。那你只会听到非常的 a small quiet sound, 非常小声的声音哦。
Well, this is very strange. When、
right.
if somebody blows into a whistle, you expect a really painful、
right.
noise. You should cover your ears. But with、mm-hmm. dog whistles, we don't hear anything. But...To dogs and cats, they hear a loud noise.
Wow, okay. 所以可是呢，我对我们人类来讲，我们听不到一点，我们只听到一点点声音。但对于狗狗还有猫咪呢，他们可是听到非常大声的声音诶。
Okay, so we have this phrase, to me. Okay, or to you.
Right.
Okay, or to someone. And it just shows your opinion、
yes.
or experience. So,、mm-hmm. to me,、a birthday cake is a great surprise.
Yo! Okay. Okay, so why is that? Why do cats and dogs, they can hear the sound, but we can't?
Well, that's because a dog whistle lets out a very...high-pitched sound.
Okay, 所以这里就听到一个原因，因为狗哨呢会散发出这个非常就是非常高的一个音频 ，a very high-pitched sound.
Sure. First, we have the phrase "lets out."、
Mm.
Now, something can control something that comes out of it. So,、mm-hmm. for example.Sound comes out of the whistle.
Right.
If you have an air conditioner,、mm-hmm. the air conditioner lets out cold air.
Of course. Let out 其实呢字面上有把什么东西、流出来这样的意思。不过呢在本课有着释放出这样的意思。那除了声音像刚刚 Jeffrey 提到的比如说像是冷气啊它是不是就是会、释放出一些冷的空气这样子的意思啦。And we also saw the word pitch.
Yeah, pitch. Now, if you study music, you should know about pitches because、mm-hmm. there are low and high musical notes, and we call these pitches.
Mm-hmm. 那有时候我们说音不准，就是你的 pitch 走音了，因为 pitch 有着这个，当然就是也有这个音，就是高音，就是在这个音乐当中我们都会学到的这个字 pitch.Okay.
So the article said that the dog whistle lets out a very high pitch.
Right.
The sound is usually between 23 and 54 kilohertz.
Okay. 那声音呢刚刚我们提到的呢就是通常是介于哪里呢 23与54 kilohertz 就是千赫这样的意思。
You might be wondering about this interesting word kilohertz. Well, first of all, hertz is how we measure pitch.
Okay.
The same way we could use kilograms to measure weight or meters to measure height, hertz just measures the pitch of a sound, whether a sound is high or low.
I see. 所以其实像是有很多的单位的量词，我们都可以认识一下。像如果量体重，当然就是 kilograms， 或者是 centimeters， 可能用来聊身高。但是呢，如果又要聊高低音的时候，我们就要用到这个量词，就是 hertz， H-E-R-T-Z， 或者我们可以缩写为 H-Z。
Right, and sound actually moves in waves, like ocean water. And the faster the waves come, the higher the pitch is, the more kilohertz. So I talked about hertz, and the K in kilohertz means 1,000, okay? Just like a kilogram or a kilometer.
那我们都知道 hertz 是就是刚刚提到的赫。那如果 kilohertz 加上前面就是有千的意思，就是千赫。就像我们刚刚提到的 kilogram, 就是1000个 grams, 也就是公斤这样的意思啦。Okay.
So the dog whistle lets out a noise that is between 23 and 54 kilohertz. Now, that's right outside the range of human hearing.
对，我们刚刚提到就是说狗哨这个高音是介于23与54个千赫。那不过这就是在于人类听力的范围以外啦 range.
Right. So a range is somewhere between two...numbers. So usually when I go to the dumpling restaurant, I eat somewhere between 8 and 18 dumplings. So I gave you a range.
Okay, range 其实就是指这个范围这样子的意思啦。Okay, so next we read.
Well, most humans can only hear sounds between 20 hertz and 20 kilohertz. So that's below the range of the dog whistle.
OK, 所以大部分的人类只可以听到介于2000的赫到应该是20赫到20 kilohertz, 就是千赫的声音。
OK, so when you compare the numbers, you'll realize that the range of human hearing is below the range of the dog whistle. So dogs can hear such high-pitched noises because in the wild...They used to hunt animals. Okay?
Oh.
So I guess being able to hear these different noises would help them find animals that they were hunting.
当然了，狗狗的听力为什么这么好？因为它可以呢，就是因为他们都在习惯在野外要去猎动物，所以他们要习惯听到非常高的这个音频啦。
Sure, and hunting animals often have increased powers over humans when it comes to our eyes and ears. For example, birds like eagles can see mice from 100 meters away. For example, noses, bears can smell food from very far off.
Okay, well, let's now go to our wrap-up.
All right, well, that was a very interesting article about dogs that can hear something that we can't. And we talked about how...Animals have super senses. They know things and they feel things that we just can't as humans.
真的耶！所以今天我们有学到，就是哇，很有趣。就是其实呢，猫啊、狗啊，它们当然呢，它们听到的声音是超过于我们人类的范围。而且呢，其实它们也有很多很奇，就是非常 sensitive、非常敏感的一些就是 powers.
Right. When I had a pet cat when I was younger, we would give it.Catnip, which is a special food that makes it roll around and be happy
for
a while.
So cute.
But if humans eat it, we'll probably just get sick.
他讲的应该是猫草了，不知道台湾的这边有没有这样子的东西。Okay, that's all the time we have for today. See you next time.
All right, bye bye.
I'll be more than happy to accept your invitation.
I'll be more than happy to accept your invitation.
Hello, 大家好，我是 Eunice。接到朋友的邀请，一定会觉得很开心，但是可不要开心过头到忘了回复对方的邀请哦。如果我们要接受对方的邀请的时候，就可以用今天 A+ 小聚会所介绍的句子。 I'll be more than happy to accept your invitation. I'll be more than happy to accept your invitation. 意思就是我非常乐意接受你的邀请。其中 accept 等于接受。另外句子中的 more than 就是用来强调 happy 这个字，超越高兴的境界。那当然就是很开心的意思咯。同学也可以用其他程度副词，像是 very, so, extremely 之类的字来修饰。像是今天的句子你也可以说 I'll be very happy to accept your invitation。这样大家学会了吗？那我们今天再来复习一下今天的句子哦。I'll be more than happy to accept your invitation. A plus 小聚会，下次再见咯，拜拜。
I'll be more than happy to accept your invitation.
I'll be more than happy to accept your invitation.
Tic Tac.
Many 跟 much 都是很多的意思，
还有 a lot of 以及 lots of 也是哦。
啊，这么多单字我背不起来了啦。
哇，好快哦！怎么表姐睡个午觉还会说梦话？好玩的是，她在梦中里讲的英文，哎，还是有进步的空间哦。我们都知道 many 和 much 都有很多许多的意思，但 many 后面要接的是可数名词。For example, I have many teddy bears. 而 much 呢，后面当然要接的是不可数名词，像是 much money, much water 等等。不过注意哦， much 大部分是出现在否定句或是问句当中哦。For example, I don't have much time. Or, how much money do you have?
不过可能就会问了，那刚刚表姐说的梦话，我有很多很多钱，不能用 much， 那要用什么呢？
答案是你可以用 lots of 或者是 a lot of 哦。因此刚刚表姐可以这么说 ，I have lots and lots of money， or I have a lot of money。而且很棒的是哦，这两个 lots of 以及 a lot of 可以修饰可数和不可数名词哦。For example， I have lots of cute earrings， or I drink a lot of milk every day.
所以下次啊，如果你不确定某一个名词到底是可数或是不可数，只要用 lots of 或是 a lot of 准没错哦。
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
我们知道 many 修饰可数名词， much 修饰不可数名词。可是如果你不确定哪个名词是可数或不可数，只要用 a lot of 以及 lots of 就不怕错哦。
A plus Encyclopedia.
Humans, can you hear that?
A dog whistle is a tool for dog owners to train and call their dogs. But why can't we hear the sound it makes? A.The sound is too similar to human conversation. B. A dog's hearing is a lot better than a human's. C. The dog whistle has magic. The answer is B. A dog's hearing is a lot better than a human's. If someone blows a dog whistle into your ears, you might only hear a small, quiet sound.But to dogs and cats, they hear a loud noise. That's because a dog whistle lets out a very high-pitched sound. The sound is usually between 23 and 54 kilohertz. That's right outside the range of human hearing. Most humans can only hear sounds between 20 hertz and 20 kilohertz. Dogs can hear such high-pitched noises.Because in the wild, they used to hunt animals.